It's all connected.
Hey, folks, how you doing out there today? It is Monday, once again, November 9, 2020. And I am here with my lovely co-host.
And you survived another week, Grimnir.
We did, and apparently the world has changed. The world has changed.
Wow.
Not so much. But oh. It's all new and different now because we have
a new administration.
There was an election. Well, I don't think I'd go so far as to call this a new administration, and, none of that's actually real yet, not finalized yet.
But do you feel administered, though?
No more than I did a week ago.
No.
Yeah.
Do you like these handlers better than the old ones?
I don't really care.
No.
It makes no difference to me in any way whatsoever. And as our show title for today should tell you, provided by Miss Circle, it doesn't matter which head is on the puppet.
No, it doesn't. No.
So it's
except though that they really got to come up with new shit for next time though.
Well, what else could they come up with? Juggling monkeys or...
white old guy, you know.
Yeah, white old...
It's been used.
White old guy versus white old guy.
Yeah, well, we did have white old woman.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And we may have her again.
And we had young brown guy.
Young brown guy, younger brown guy, still not young, but...
He was young. He had, like...
Well,
you know,
in comparison, but he was still old. I mean, he was still 50 or something.
Yeah, but he had beautiful hands, though.
Beautiful what?
Hands.
Hands?
Obama's hands. Yeah, when he spoke, those hands and the long fingers, just mesmerizing.
I guess I missed that. I don't know. Right. And he was only half black, right? Half?
Because that's where the whole race thing gets weird to me.
Well, apparently his mother was white, according to everything I've heard.
How half-half are you going to go?
I don't know.
Because I don't think there are any, white people left then.
Probably not. I don't, maybe there are some.
Are there black people left?
Probably, go down to Africa, Nigeria, somewhere. I don't know. There's probably some black people down there. I guess. Yeah. I don't know, in the U.S., if anybody stayed pure of breed.
Well, you mean inbred, though, right?
That'd be the royals. They're the
even the royals here are taking a generation getting kids outside of the bloodlines.
Well, that's probably a necessary thing because they get
they all married non-royals.
I mean, once you're always marrying within the family, it's like Arkansas.
Well, because white supremacists, as a default, if you have a white bloodline, though, wouldn't it be inbred?
Well, a white bloodline from the Caucasus.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the ones that went over and took over Europe, right?
If you only had that in your bloodline and no mixed whatsoever.
Yeah, I doubt there's anybody much left like that now.
I don't know. So if we're going to go down this racist route, are we going to all be like, you know, just have a sticker on where everybody can see our DNA composition? So what do you, yeah, well,
I hope not. I mean, quoting Hillary, what difference at this point does it make?
Exactly. And you know it's going to be a good show when you're quoting Hillary.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
Because she is awesome and amazing.
Oh, she's just so wonderful. Yeah.
Could you think you could have survived if Hillary, you know, would your ego and your vanity, would that have survived if Hillary had represented you for 4 years?
Well, none of them represent me, but I could have survived. I would have hated it because I just can't stand her voice. And that's really all it came down to me, down to for me with Hillary is that freaking voice, man. She's like a harpy, a cackling witch. I don't know. She's just a horrible person. And so, I mean, I don't really care. Trump, I wanted Trump then just because he's funnier, you know.
But he pouts, though.
He does
got
pout.
That really
but,
annoying.
But
pout.
He makes up funny names for people.
Yeah,
and he calls out, oh, I don't, you know, you're a, I don't know what he called different people, all kinds of names. But
yeah.
But again, so for me, that was the only difference, which I, you know, for this time, Biden's voice, Biden could be funny. I mean, because he's so delusional, he's got dementia. So he could be funny.
He says dude and man, and he's like really low key though.
But I don't think he's as funny as Trump, but he could be funny, you know.
How are you going to be funnier than Trump?
It's hard to imagine.
I mean, okay, Berlusconi was it, but you people didn't really follow Berlusconi, though.
No, yeah. Like I said, we don't speak Italian here, so.
No.
So I guess some people do, but the majority of people do not speak Italian, or the majority of Americans don't speak anything other than Americanized English.
Yeah, because he just, whenever he got caught stealing or being really corrupt, Berlusconi, he just changed the law so that it would be legal.
Yeah, well, it was the same for like Dilma Rousseff down there in Brazil.
Yeah, she
did the same crap. And, well, you know, all of them, you know, they're all pretty much totalitarian, fascists, whatever you want to call them. So anyway, hey, by the way, howdy all you folks over there in the chat or anybody else listening on the stream out there, wherever you may be. Good to have you here with us today, tuned in.
And can we not just officially say congratulations to Chloe and Trust Number One and Anti for the glorious victory? Your asshole won the election.
Well, I think we got to put that on hold. I don't think it's.
No, come on.
No, I'm putting it on hold. I'm waiting for the court battles. I love to see the court battles.
Oh, they're going to be here, but they're not going to change the whole thing. It's official.
No, it's not. It's not official.
But we the people heard it on the TV.
I know. And if you look at any of your social media sites, if you post something about election fraud, they give you a big warning. Oh, that's in dispute about the election fraud. even over there, which cracked me up when I was looking at the video that you put up there earlier, the Larkin Rose on the U.S. elections. YouTube have this thing underneath the video. Robust safeguards help ensure the integrity of elections and results. And they got to click a thing here. Learn more. Click here. And if you click there, it's Protect 2020 Rumor versus Reality. And it's like, reality?
What a dangerous discourse, though, right?
Oh, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
So they push hard to make sure whatever their agenda is the only thoughts that are believed or believable, even though that's not actually the case or not true.
If you have no core, though, right? NLP is gonna, you know, probably fuck you up and get you to sway about everything if you have no core to hold you.
And for those of you out there that don't know what NLP stands for, it's neuro-linguistic programming. It's a low-level brainwashing, is what it is, and they do that through repetition and denial of whatever the opposition to their point of view is.
Wording and rhetoric.
Oh, it's very tricky. It's very
positive enforcement language and everything you do.
It's a very tricky little thing, but that is what you're all being. Everybody's probably globally, I guess I would say U.S., but globally being subjected to various levels of neurolinguistic programming. They'll slip in words. I used to talk about this all the time back on my old RLM news show. I don't know if you remember that show or not. It might have been before your time being here.
It was way before me because I'm
way before, but
7 years old.
but I used to go. I'd just pick out news stories and I'd go through them and break down the NLP in each of the, because all the articles have them. All the various different news stories. Yeah, exactly. Rob Works has pointed out here in the chat one example of the NLP is how they always put the word baseless in front of the election fraud claims. Exactly. It's huge. It's a monstrous. But they did, when they created the term conspiracy theorist, that was massive NLP right there. Mm. So hang on 1 second here. Okay, I had to do a Corona cough, so I muted.
Not a Corona cough.
Yeah. Oh, they put out the study today, or the whatever you want to call it, the results of their vaccine trials, Pfizer, saying that they are 90% effective now on the Corona Bologna vaccine.
Which is another example of NLP, all the numbers.
Oh, it's crazy, yeah.
It's insane.
It is.
The way they word it, because I've been reading about that vaccine all day, and they're now like wording like a fast process as a good thing?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, the faster you get it through with the less testing possible, that's the best. Anyway, so after I saw that over on the MarketWatch site when I was checking the, because I seen a thing about the stocks jumping up, and I looked over there, and the Dow Jones was up like 1,200 points, which is big. That's big for a day. Anyway, so I went back over to Twitter, and I noticed this thing on the side there showing that Pfizer says this is not any part of Trump. Don't give Trump any credit for this. We didn't join the Trump fast, rapid, whatever. So just because we came up with this right after the election and coronavirus will go away, which apparently I heard something on some radio show, I forget where, today, that apparently, CNN had always, since the Corona Bologna started, had this crawl or something at the bottom of their screen showing you all the crazy, numbers about the Corona. Just pumping those numbers into people's brains, keeping that fear going.
Mm.
Those are gone. They're gone now.
Yeah, remember how the Ebola got, how we got over the Ebola?
No, I don't actually remember how we did that. I don't.
No, do you know how we did that? The media decided with a date to stop covering it, and Ebola went away.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently now Corona's gone away because it's
yeah,
not.
They're
it's
gonna,
not they're not there pushing those numbers out, and
but it's just NLP. I mean, just if you don't have a core that you know to be some sort of value and that you hold to be your truth, the NLP is gonna rock you all over, man.
Oh, right, and it may anyway. Even if you do have a core, because I mean, if you get barraged with it enough, over and over again, you may start questioning what you thought was real and true and knew to be true.
Because you start adopting the language, and once you start using the language of what they're using, you're going to adopt the way they think. That's the whole neuro-linguistic programming, is the usage of language to program your own brain.
Right, right.
To adjust its behavior. So it's the use of language and lingo and repetition of language and reinforcement of language to program different parts of your brain into altering your actions or your preferences or your beliefs.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's why it's called programming, neuro-linguistic programming.
Yep.
You're programming your brain to believe as they wish.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the story Brave New World?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
It's an Aldous Huxley thing anyway. I'll give you a link if you want to watch the movie. It's a 3-hour movie.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I watched it the other night. I've never read the book, but I watched this movie the other night. It's on YouTube. It's up on YouTube.
It's like an epic drama and build up and large music and stuff, because I don't
know. No, not so much of that. Anyway, the story was written back in the 1930s by this guy Huxley. And there's been, I guess, several adaptations. Film adaptations of the book, but it's very interesting because in that there's a constant barrage of NLP going through the people's heads, but the people are all created to fit a certain purpose, and there's different classes of them, alphas being the top, betas being the next level down, going through the various ones. And then they all take this stuff, this drug called Soma, which if you looked at Brave New World versus 1984, it's the carrot versus the stick, for these dystopian futures. So in the Brave New World, it's all carrot. Anything you want, you can have. Immediately, they provide it for you. They give you anything. And everybody's happy, happy, happy to do their job, and they have a little jingle to go along with it and get you tuned into their way of thinking, but of course the language is all fit to their agenda, which is the same as in 1984. The language is reconstructed to fit the agenda.
Yes.
So they use the stick in 1984, where they'll beat you down, do terrible things to you if mm-hmm. your brain is not, if you have wrong think.
But you see, language is also, it's a really strong thing, you know, it's weaved into our minds. So it's such a big part of who we are.
Right, right.
And we do become the stories we tell about ourselves.
Sure.
Which is pretty much what this is all about, the stories we keep telling. You know, it's funny because, and I will recommend this, and I think you're going to put it in the link, right? Mm. But Largan Rose just did a commentary of the Joe Biden speech, and it's worth watching. I'll say that. But he points out so much of the wording, right?
Right, right.
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
So, because the agreed upon a reality is that Donald Trump is a psycho, insane psycho maniac, right?
Right, yeah, sure.
Which I'm sure he is. But
well,
the story is that Joe Biden isn't.
I mean, if you think about it realistically and you look back through all the various other people that have ran for or become president of this lovely land of the United States.
Yes.
They're all psychos. Every one of them is a psycho.
It's not secluded to Donald Trump.
No.
He's just one in a big club of psychos.
Yeah, they're freaking narcissists, and they think that they have a way. They can cure whatever ails everybody. If everybody would just listen to them and follow their way of thinking, everything would be wonderful. But anyway,
you don't want to do that. Disclaimer: don't do that.
Don't do what? What's the disclaimer?
Don't do what the politicians tell. Don't live your life after what the politicians.
Oh no! Don't do that. Yeah.
No, don't do that.
But back to our topic, which is
it
doesn't matter which head is on the puppet, something like that. I'm
no,
not
it
sure.
doesn't.
So,
it doesn't.
So you can plug in. They could have put in a pet rock or a Rubik's cube. They could have
put a big giant meteor.
A trained monkey. A trained monkey would have done a great job as president, because all they got to do is sit there and wait for their orders to come down from the actual masters, which are the global banking cartel. Those are the people really running the show. So you can put in whichever goofball, asshat, monkey face guy you want in there at this point in time, Trump or Biden. You know, it's a flip of a coin, one or the other. It makes no difference. They sit there, they wait for the orders to come down from on high, and then they tell those orders out just like any ShamWow salesman. You familiar with that guy, ShamWow?
No.
Oh.
But I'm figuring. I'm getting. No, I got the point though.
Yeah,
it's just an actor.
The late night infomercials. Telling you all about the wonderful stuff you'll get for only $19.95. But wait, there's more. Oh.
Oh, yeah. We had those.
Oh, I'm sure.
We had some of them.
Yeah. So that's all those guys are. That's all the president is. He's one of those guys. And people think they're voting for somebody to be in charge, which, of course, you never vote for who's in charge. You never know who's in charge. You don't see those people's names or faces. You'll never know who they are, the ones that are actually running the show. But you get to vote for the MC, I guess, if you want to look
at it.
That's
a smoke screen.
The
whole voting thing is just a smoke screen. That's a decoy. It's called gambit or something like that, right?
What'd you call
it? I'm not a chess player, but it's a gambit.
A gambit? I'm not sure what that is.
Well, that's a chess move, right? Where you sacrifice something that looks important only to get a position in some game. And the opponent thinks that you sacrifice some important piece to get a position, and the opponent thinks that he took it from you and that he's ahead.
Okay, so the definition from Vanna is a noun, an opening in chess in which a player risks one or more minor pieces, usually a pawn, in order to gain a favorable position. Yeah, okay. Yeah, gambit. That sounds good.
You pretend that you won something while you're not seeing the positions that was taken from you, right?
Right. And that's a good analogy there, because basically we're all pawns, right? And they don't mind sacrificing us at all.
No. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It might matter in some, I don't know how, because this is, you know, I have no idea how actually satanic, occult, and fucked up these people are. But one thing is very clear to me. It's a very old bloodline. We're dealing with some very old traditions.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how nasty and deep and dark and shadowy they are. How much, you know, how decadent these people are. I don't know. But I would say, you know, maybe they're even like thinking they're doing satanic shit and somehow all their symbolism matters. You don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, it all goes back to ancient Egypt, I'm pretty sure. I think that's the source of, you could follow the bloodlines from ancient Egypt through the royalty of England, and they have the same symbology, which of course that symbology flows through also to the United States. Even though the United States is much younger, they still have the same symbology going on in the United States, whether it be the obelisks like the Washington Monument, or on the money they got the all-seeing eye on there. And the pyramid, of course.
These people are so nasty and inbred and psycho and retarded that who knows if for some reason Joe Biden's full name in Egyptian spells out something that means something that has a value in them. Who knows how sick these fucks are?
Well, and part of that is why I wonder whether or not Biden will actually be selected there, because of the fact that I know that Trump and his bloodlines go back to these people. I don't know that Biden's do. So if Biden's bloodlines don't go back to some of these Egyptian people, then it's possible he will not be selected. And so that's because I think every president, maybe not JFK, all went back there. All can be traced back to the same bloodlines.
Because I'm gonna go. These people, though, the nasty fucktards, right?
Yeah.
They don't really care if it's religion or ideology or bureaucracy or whatever. They're, you know, corporatism. What kind of nasty ass shit they're gonna use to control us? They can play on all those horses, right?
Oh yeah, they do, and they'll make you believe whatever is good or bad for you, to their own desires to fit their needs at that point in time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They're sick though.
Oh, they're very sick. Yeah, oh, they're the dark, twisted beings. I hate to even call them human, because I'm not even sure they are.
No, me neither. I don't know.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So again, you know, pick whatever puppet you want, and just ignore the person with his hand up the puppet or the guy holding the strings, depending on which kind of puppet you got.
But I do understand and this takes us to topic number two, right? I do understand the vanity-ness of it.
Oh.
I can understand the whole how horrible it must, you know, how horrible it can feel for somebody like Donald Trump to just say he represents you. I can understand why that would be.
Well, you know, I think they actually believe a lot of their own nonsense. I think they actually think that they're trying to do good for you. Some of them. I mean, with somebody like Biden, who's been into politics for so long, hard to say. I mean, he's been, you know, gaining a lot of profit from all of his years there in the various positions that he's been in politics. So he's probably more about that than trying to actually represent you. But he wants you to believe he's there to represent you.
But I understand the vanity aspect of it, though.
Sure.
It's cringy. I can understand why you cringe to have, you know, somebody like Donald, because he is very awkward and obnoxious, though, right?
He is. He's totally awkward and obnoxious. He's rude.
It's like that uncle, you know, that you wish would stop drinking at family parties because you go, oh, no, not Frank.
And he just says whatever comes into his head, it just pops right out of his mouth. Or on the Twitter, as the case may be.
Yeah. Completely impulsive, you know, narcissist. Yeah. I can see why that, you know, gets to your vanity bone. I can see that. I can understand why trust why it fucked them so bad. I understand that.
They did what to them so bad?
That it bugged them.
Oh, it bugged them.
To have that obnoxious
Flash told me last week after the show, he said, oh, you have a little trouble understanding my wife, huh? And I was like, well, I don't know. Sometimes there's certain words that come out that I'm like, what? What'd you say? I try to clarify, though.
I know you don't have that vanity in you, because you really don't. He does not represent me. He doesn't speak to me. I'm not his audience. I'm not part of the cult, right?
No, like I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't care, and they've got to be totally vain in order to run for president in the first place, right? To believe that they know better than 330 million other people, that they can make everything go a certain way if that's actually what they're believing, rather than what they're just saying.
Yeah.
So I various people in there and others I think are led down that road. You know, like Reagan. I think they were told that you would be the right guy. You could lead the people. So he was convinced by others that he could be that kind of person.
But that's the story they want to tell about Trump with the QAnon thing.
I don't really understand, and
the whole setup was that the generals of America, of the military of America, somehow got together, called up Donald Trump, and said, "We need somebody like you to take the United States back from the agencies."
Yeah.
And then he said, "No, I don't want to do it. It's too dangerous. I just want to lay naked in my golden bed with all my young ones. I'm not going to do this. I'm happier." And they kept going, no, you have to save the country from the CIA and the Satanist occultist.
Yeah.
And eventually he said, "Okay, I'll do it, man."
And how did that go?
Well, that's the story from the QAnon, though, right?
Yeah. I've heard that, who was it? Some Kennedy was apparently Q. Or that's part of the storyline. Who was that Kennedy that supposedly died, and then they're not sure he died, and now they said he's Q? JFK Jr. Thanks, Rob. yeah. So apparently he died, but he didn't really die, and he's now Q, and he's behind the scenes and giving out all the information. Somebody said yesterday, or posted a link maybe, that WikiLeaks did a full-on dump of all the information they had, but I've heard no more from it since then. So if they actually had anything and it was there, where's it at? How come I'm not hearing anything about it?
Well, that's because the purpose of the internet is coming to its completion, right?
It seems to be, yeah.
The all-time place to dump and destroy information in floods of disinformation and misinformation.
But if it's on the internet, it has to be true.
Right. I foresee in the near future that the internet, that what you will see start popping up are little sanctuaries. You know, people are going to start trying to protect parts of the internet from interference.
Yeah, well, we got those already, right? I mean, you got Minds. Minds is supposedly like a sanctuary from Facebook or RealLiberty.org, those kind of places. Then you get these other ones.
I mean like vaults.
Like what?
Like information vaults. You have them now all over the deep web, though, right?
Yeah, I guess. But who's...
Like secure locked information vaults.
But you have to give access to somebody, right? Or the information in the vault's no good. So if you give access to somebody and you get somebody in there...
Compromise the security of the vault, yeah.
Yeah, so... Or it just, you know, allowing that in... I mean, if it's in the vault all the time, it's safe. But it doesn't any good.
What good does it do that?
Yeah, and if you let the information out, then it can be taken and used and manipulated to disprove whatever it is your information was. Yeah. So, I don't know.
'Cause, this is funny, though, right? Because it's IT, information technology, though, right?
Yeah.
And the whole problem, this is another NLP thing, though, right? Because it's all about information and interconnectedness, right?
Right.
But what reality is, the more communication and the more internet bullshit you get and the more social media and the more everything just turns into completely tainted crap.
Right.
And I did this. I was part of this many years ago, back when that Norwegian idiot fucktard, he shut those young kids on an island, right? Remember that idiot?
Yeah, that, I don't know, white supremacist guy.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how he was being portrayed. Whether he actually was that or not, I don't know. But he seemed to have a big thing against Muslims.
Yeah. He wrote this manifesto, right?
What was his name?
Anders Breivik.
What?
Anders Breivik.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound real.
It sounds very real. Anders Breivik. See, I said it in American now.
Okay.
But he wrote this manifesto, right?
Yeah.
And he put it on the internet.
Oh, wait. Or did he write it, or did somebody else write it and put it out there under his name?
I tell you what I did.
What?
And what a lot of other people did, and what a fuckload of people did. We took that manifest, and I helped do this. So I am guilty in the mess that I am complaining about now. I was well-meaning and an activist. I downloaded that one. I made a bunch of copies of it with different alterations, some of them completely goofy and rewrote big parts of the whole thing. Some of them I just rewrote certain or small parts, so it lost a little meaning here and there. And I dumped and spread that all over the internet.
And for what purpose?
Under the name of "This is the real Anders Breivik manifest" or "This is the non-scammed," because we were drowning out the real one. Making it inaccessible for other people to read his hateful, filthy garbage.
Okay, so you were...
That's internet vandalism, right? That's information vandalism.
Well, yeah, sure. It's disinfo, as is, you know, widely spread across the interwebs.
Yeah. I would never do that anymore. I was an activist. I have seen the light of I don't give a fuck, and after my days of activism.
Okay, so you are no longer activist in any manner.
Well, I'm going to be spreading love, though, aren't I?
Okay.
Well, that's pretty activistic, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, especially in this world where hate and vitriol seems to take over everything. Spreading love would be activist.
Then I'm still an activist, but I try only to do good. But that's what the, you know how easy it is to make a campaign like that?
Very easy, yeah. And
get a ton of people to just start completely destroying some topic on the internet.
Sure, that's pretty much what most of the internet is. Somebody puts something up, somebody else destroys it.
Yeah, I don't know. You had I don't know, 3 years ago, Google, or was it 2 years, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Google came out, and Anon came out, or what's the operation, which is like the activist community, right?
Right.
And they wanted to turn Google's algorithm against Google. So a lot of people started using Google as a cuss word, or Google you, or Google off. Or
I had not heard about that. So,
after not very long, Google had to... alter their algorithms because it was starting to censor itself. It's real fun, though, right? So as more as you get these algorithms controlling all this big part of what is now people's life, which is the internet, it becomes really easy to manipulate, though.
Yeah, so suck my Google.
Suck my Google. Google you.
Oh, boy. That's good.
I know. That was way off topic, though.
Well, not really. It's not really off topic because, if you look at topic idea number 4, the masters are the same.
Yes.
It fits in very well with that. Of course, although we didn't speak about or say the topic number 3, the more things change, the more they stay the same. We've
no, but I wrote a bunch of questions to that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how would I know that?
You wouldn't.
Ah, okay. So what are your questions?
Well, because you, number three is the more things change, the more they stay the same, right?
Right.
So I'm just, now we got this big change and the world changed, you know, we woke up and woohoo, big change, right? So I was wondering about some of the more profound, bigger things, you know, the ones that actually mean something in a lot of human beings' lives, right?
Right.
And not just bullshit like vanity and who's sticker one who, right? So I was wondering, so do you think this will end all the wars, Grimnir?
Hell no.
Really?
Not even close. Why? How? This will if they actually do select Biden, you're going to have a lot more wars. See, the selection process, and the way that I see it anyway, is when they say this guy is your new president, your new leader, what they're doing is they're showing you, because of the rhetoric this guy's been spewing for however long, you know kind of the direction that the masters want to go in, more than saying that this guy's actually going to make whatever change or keep whatever thing, benefit whatever people. They're just showing you that this is the direction they want to go in. And if it's Biden, then you're going to go down not only a more socialist, which I can't even imagine how much more socialist it could get, but also that Democrats are known, well known, for being the war starters. And people always think it's the Republicans that are the war guys, but the Republicans are just, they're more known to bomb the hell out of everything if they are in a war, but not necessarily to start wars. And if you look back through the numbers of which party was in power.
But you know, the U.S. is at war with 7 countries right now, right?
At least. There's a whole bunch more that are not really spoken about, but yeah.
I know that Trump have bombed 7 different countries.
Right.
And Obama bombed 7 different countries. And Bush, being the war president and an evil, aggressive Bush that he was, he bombed 4 countries.
Yeah.
But the peace lover Obama bombed 7 countries, right?
Yeah, but see, when...
And Trump didn't increase that number.
When Bush bombed countries, he really bombed countries. There was no off switch on Bush's bombings.
There was nothing on Obama's either. Do you know how many drone strikes Obama did compared
to
Bush?
Oh, yeah, he did a lot more of those, but yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you look at... Afghanistan.
Maybe did the Moab. Isn't that what you call them?
Yeah, the mother of all bombs.
I don't even understand there is such a word, but okay.
Yeah, that doesn't actually mean what it means, but that's the common vernacular used for Moab is mother of all bombs, which, whether or not that's actually factual, because, I mean, it's a fuel bomb. It's a fuel air bomb. That is exploded over the, you know.
How?
What?
But that sounds horrible, though.
It does sound horrible. it is horrible. I mean, it just wipes out large areas of real estate or, you know, people.
And tell me again why we're doing this to other people.
Because they can.
Oh.
Because they can.
Okay, that makes sense.
Why would anybody ever start a war? I mean, it's okay.
And then we vote for these people, right? And they're gonna change.
Everything. Oh yeah, you cheer them on. You see the people out there at the rallies cheering them on. Woo! This is my murderer.
Okay, yeah. I got another question though.
Okay.
Maybe this one will be better.
All right.
So would this mean that central banks will no longer loot the citizens?
No, not at all. Oh. They will actually loot in a very more efficient manner.
Oh.
But that's due to the advancement of technology and the technocracy.
Do you really want the looters to be efficient? Is that like a... that's where I want to go with looting?
Oh, yeah. They could steal from you without you ever knowing about it. And they can make you feel, well, not me or you, but they can make a lot of people feel that if somebody is resisting or not allowing that theft to go on, that's a bad person for resisting the theft. Oh, you didn't pay your taxes. You're a bad person. I was like, what?
But maybe we will just, you know, stop paying interest on our own money. You think maybe we can accomplish that with Biden?
No. Certainly not. Yeah, the interest is there. That is their currency. They create the money, of course, out of nothing. And they give it to somebody because they're the authority, the ones in charge of the creation of that money. And they'll loan it out to various countries to use at an interest rate, and so the money could never be paid back. So there's no way around it other than the destruction of the entire system, which of course we can't do.
But doesn't it seem odd though that you would pay interest on your own money?
Well, it's not your own money; they loaned it to you.
Well, doesn't that seem odd?
That you would...
That you loan something that you could just easily do yourself?
Well, it would seem odd if we didn't know that the people behind it were these evil bastards that run the world.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are actually in charge, which is why the puppet head does not matter.
I got two more questions.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Will the U.S. stop funding the apartheid state that is Israel?
They will not.
You think that's going to happen?
No.
No?
Certainly not. Certainly
so
not.
So no justice for Palestine this time?
Oh, no. Palestine will be a little bookmark in history somewhere before long. There's not much left now. And, I mean, if you go back to the original... takeover boundary lines that were set right after World War II, and look at how much was Israel and how much was not Israel, and look at it today, it's about 10% that is left, maybe less than 10% of that area that was apparently given to them, which already belonged to somebody else. Oh, we're going to give you this. Where'd you get it from? Well, there's people living there, but... we'll just shove them off to the side.
just because, you know, with all the wars and that central bank looting and all the money you pay to Israel, right? One would think that and an economy that's not, you know, that's, okay, let's say that is paying off a lot of hands down the downfall, right?
Right.
You have an economy much like ours where every trade and everything has to go through 1,000 hands, so the money is so spread out, right?
Yeah, sure. Each hand it goes through takes a little bit off of it.
Yeah. So I would assume, so maybe, you know, with all this, maybe you think they're going to close some of those plus 1,000 military bases all around the planet?
Unlikely. Oh. They'll probably create more. I mean... rather than take some away, they'll probably make more.
So how is this big change, Grimnir?
What change is that? Yeah, you mean this election thing?
Yeah, the
and
big
how,
change.
How I, it, it's not. See, oh. See that's one of the things that all of the Trump haters out there. Why do you hate him? Well, he's rude and obnoxious, and he's a racist and a misogynist. Okay, but what has he done that affects your life personally? Well, he's a bad guy. He's got orange hair and he plays golf and I don't like him. Okay, but what has he done to do anything worse than Obama or Bush or Clinton or the other Bush or Reagan or Carter or Ford or Nixon or LBJ, JFK? Yeah, they're all horrible. Every one of them is horrible. You can go all the way back to George frickin' Washington.
And yeah, because all you have to do is take all of those and all their opponents, so-called opponents, right?
Yeah.
And then you start figuring out, you go like 50 years back and take all the president and their opponents and start writing down what their programs was, right?
Right.
And figure out what all these people had in common.
Well,
a pretty good indication of what kind of project you are supporting here.
Right. All you got to do is read Agenda 21 and now Agenda 2030. But if you look at Agenda 21 and see the goals that are stated in it, you look, okay, we had this president, that one. This is from this party and that was from that party. But the agenda keeps getting forwarded. There's no variance there. And what the goals set out by the globalist groups, the CFR, the Bilderbergs, all of those that put together Agenda 21, and you see the direction they wanted to go, it keeps going further and further towards achieving all of the bullet points in that, and also in Agenda 2030, the updated version of Agenda 21. So it just don't matter. You guys can, you know, jump up and down and not like this guy or think this guy's going to, you know, take away all your whatevers or not. This guy's going to give you some more benefits or rights. The face, it's just a face. It's just a sham wild salesman.
But his wife is so invested though, right? She's all about, you know, military soldiers and veterans and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, pawns. Those are those
all
pawns
that war
we talked
and
about.
Stuff. She's just, you know, all about that.
That Jill Biden?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I have no idea what she's about.
Well, she has a lot of foundations and funds and stuff for ex-military and such.
Oh, see, I had no idea.
No?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was reading it in Danish.
Well, good.
It's
good that you know about this stuff. I don't care about it. personally, you know.
I'm very fascinated by the acceptance and glorification of war.
Oh, okay. Well, they all love it. They all love the war in one way or another, whether they admit it or not, or whether they start new wars or not. They all love the war. They all love supporting the military. They all like the jackbooted police beating people down, whether, you know, even though they say, oh, we got to fix this. Here's one thing I'm thinking that is a little side topic. If Biden is actually selected and put into the White House, he's a senile old guy and he won't last long. whether it's from natural causes or not so natural causes. So then, when he goes away, then Cameltoe.
You have a special place for her in your heart.
Oh, she's disgusting. Anyway, so she would be then put into position of president, and she would have to select a new vice president.
But
right?
You're gonna have a for the first time you're gonna have a male pilf.
Male. Oh, I guess. Is she married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
To this white dude who's all behind her and really proud.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah.
So she'll be appointed president, and then she would have to get to select the vice president. And who do you think that would be?
Another one of those females.
Who yeah, I'm thinking Hillary.
Oh, Hillary. Hillary is dead.
Well, it's a real one, but the fake one.
they're going to blow up that one again.
Yeah. So I would assume Hillary would be the selected VP.
But in all fairness, though, nobody voted for Biden.
Well, right. They voted against Trump, right?
They voted against Trump, or they voted for that Mrs. Harrison. Or Harris, or what her name?
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I don't know why anybody would like her. She's whatever.
Trump just wrote that. He said he was voting for that Kamala woman.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. Yeah. He's a little nuts, though, you know.
They are. But,
just ask him. He'll tell you. He'll tell you he's crazy. Ain't that right, Rome's? Anyway, so
if, I don't think she would do a bad job, though.
Who?
I don't think she'd be worse than the old fart guy.
Oh, no, they're all terrible. It doesn't matter.
And at least you have a pilf.
It doesn't matter. So Kamala picks Hillary to be VP, and what is Hillary known for?
She's known for corruption. She steals.
And murder. She's known for murder. So if I was Camel Toe, I would do my best not to allow Hillary in there, because if Hillary was a heartbeat away, well, yes, eating babies too, but if Hillary was a heartbeat away from the presidency, which she wants more than anything in the world, for reasons.
Oh, then you're off with your head.
Yeah, then Camel Toes is, you know, an endangered species.
Do you know how many presidents you just, you know, whacked off in one sentence?
I didn't whack off any presidents. They're whacking themselves. they can whack themselves off all they want.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When was the last time somebody tried to whack an American president?
Well, Reagan, I think he was the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Hinckley.
When you had Reagan, we had our own mess, though, right?
I don't know, did you?
Margaret Thatcher, though, right?
Well, she wasn't your, I mean, she was, you know, Britain's, but not yours.
No, but all, you know, even Scandinavia, everything took a conservative turn then.
Is that right?
So we had our own Thatcher. Everything just went conservative with Reagan.
So you have
I
queen.
Remember it.
You have a queen.
We have a queen.
But you also have a prime minister.
Yes.
Okay. So like
we have a prime minister.
So it's basically the same as Britain.
She's a female. Our prime minister right now is a female.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let me tell you this: is that prime minister of England right now, Boris Johnson. Oh, he's a bad dude. He's a bad dude.
And he looks like something out of a British sitcom, right?
He does. He's like you'd see him on Benny Hill or whatever, you know?
Yeah. He's Mr. Bean's best friend from the sitcom, right?
What a creep. Yeah. Anyway,
German's president, you know, Angela Merkel, she looks like Paul McCartney.
Yeah, she does.
It's so weird.
Yeah. They're all terrible. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what country you're in. They're all horrible.
But they're getting more and more decadent, though.
Yeah. Well,
they're becoming more and more like the old bloodlines because the royals are decadent and weird.
I have no problem with decadence.
You don't?
No. I would be a hedonist if I had the means to do so.
I have shame.
You have what?
I suffer from shame.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have too much shame to be decadent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to save the rest for next week.
We're going to unpack that decadence.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do some decadence next week. We'll cover hedonism. All right, folks. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. It's been a lot of fun doing this show about various topics that mean nothing.
And one thing, though, right?
What?
Just remember, everybody, stay calm. And remember, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I'll be putting Larkin Rose's video into the post-show blog so you guys can check that all out later if you haven't seen it already. Let's see, what's coming up this week? Nothing tomorrow, nothing Wednesday. Thursday is dropping a coil. Friday, Freaker's Ball. We should be back. we take this week off. Hopefully, oh no, there won't be a dork table because Grammy. Unless somebody else wants to sit in with Flash. Anyway, check the schedule on Real Liberty Media. I probably need to update that, but whatever. Thanks again. So, y'all have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Be safe.
Yeah. Be safe. Be wonderful. Be awesome. Be you.
Even you, duh.
All right. Peace.